A few weeks ago, we talked about the three primary asset types and really keeping in mind what the main goal of each of those assets are for your portfolio. This week, we're going to talk about how blending those can help you bend market gravity. A few weeks ago, I did a commentary talking about the three major asset types, broadly speaking, that investors can get into. And again, the importance of understanding what they're there to do. Those were growth, income, preservation assets. Again, why it's so critical is a lot of investors can look at these and say, hey, my goal is to make money. And that's true, and they each may in their own way. But again, a growth asset and a preservations asset, manner in which they do that, and again, their additional benefits can differ quite a bit. I use the analogy in that video, I use the analogy all the time. Those preservation assets are more akin to an offensive lineman blocking, giving the quarterback, the wide receiver, the running back, the time to then go score that touchdown. Judging your offensive lineman by how many touchdowns they score is to misunderstand what their real purpose is on the field. Conversely, those growth assets, again, should be positioned in time to, again, bring growth, but with the understanding, not gonna be a lot of volatility protection, may or may not be a lot of income creation, may or may not be a lot of liquidity. So let's walk through just some quick examples. Again, understanding that the blend of these really depends on your personal story. Those four big trade-offs that we talk about are liquidity, income creation, volatility reduction, and expected return. We'll talk about the trade-offs of these general asset classes, but then how we can blend them to find that portfolio that will live, the acronym, pun intended, in a way that helps you reach your goals more closely suited to your styles and sensibilities. So within growth, what is the big trade-off, broadly speaking, that we need with the growth assets? Usually it's time. You got to give these things time in the market to see the potential returns you would hope to see as an investor. Drilling down more specifically, if we look at individual publicly traded stocks, usually can come with a fair amount of volatility as a trade-off. If we're thinking about private equity growth type assets, then it might, in addition to that time, be liquidity. But there's always going to be a cost. Think of it again as a price of admission, not a fine, to help that asset achieve the goals that you have for it within your portfolio. When it comes to income, this is really about design and thoughtfulness in our approach. There are certainly some quote-unquote crass ways to go about it, overpriced insurance products and things like that that we wouldn't recommend. But again, with the right design, looking at blending, short duration bonds, real estate, private credit, a whole different things, again, suited to your goals, really can help be the linchpin between growth and preservation for a lot of people, helping them find that right balance. When it comes to equities, again, using call writing overlays, dividend rotation strategies to enhance that income while still allowing market participation, or could mean private credit, real estate, higher yielding bonds that again might have a little bit more volatility or a little less liquidity, but nonetheless can produce that income to meet your goals today, to give those growth assets time to reach your goals of tomorrow. And then of course, lastly, your preservation assets, things like investment grade bonds, CLOs, short duration bonds, market neutral strategies, managed futures, a lot of different types of assets that again are meant to improve diversification, lower correlation. Something within your portfolio is at least holding up during times of turmoil for those unexpected needs that might come about, or even provide you the cash to help buy down those assets that might be in the midst of trouble. With that, how do we blend these and what does that look like? Well, as I mentioned, if we really take a look at growth and income and preservation, so we look at income, it really becomes the linchpin, in my estimation, between growth and preservation on that teeter-totter in terms of how you want to balance those two things. If we look at income, it can be a bridge to greater growth. Historically speaking, you had stocks, you had bonds. If people wanted more income, they had to lean more into fixed income. But at the cost, again, of long-term growth, really offsetting inflation, and achieving maybe even bigger or broader goals. Today, through things like call writing strategies, dividend rotation strategies, for example, one can still get the income that they need today, might have to accept a little less liquidity, maybe a little bit more volatility. But again, with that increased income, buy themselves the time to have more growth assets, a little bit more participation in the markets to increase that long-term potential growth. Similarly, liquidity can be a tool to bend market realities, that ability to enhance income, return potential, but again, always with a trade-off. In the case of private markets, that's most certainly in the terms of liquidity, maybe not the volatility, but you wanna find the right managers to help balance those risks. But by giving up a little bit of one of those pieces of the LIV acronym, usually can push forward a couple others. Those trade-offs are fine. Most of those trade-offs don't have to be fatal. They do need to be understood so that, again, if with all these things, you give them the time and the patience to work. So in closing, often people ask, what is it you really do? Can't I just buy an index? Sure, if the types of things that an index can provide for you are those types of things that you have in mind, long-term return, lower tax reduction, that's fine. But when it comes to design, buffering volatility, increasing income stream, understanding how to buy yourself the ability to perhaps have a larger portion of your portfolio in growth assets, and how you play these different asset classes, these overlays around asset classes together, is what really fires us geeks up here at 10 Capital on your behalf to help you achieve your goals. If you need help walking through any of this, we're here for you anytime. Thanks as always for watching.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.